Batgirl and Hawkeye, written by Hin Raven and read by Flower Parish. This is a Young Avengers and Batman crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationships Kate Bishop / Stephanie Brown and Connor Hawke / Jason Todd. Summary: Stephanie Brown and Kate Bishop team up, fall in love, and kick ass. Not necessarily in that order. It started out with a phone number. "You're the new Arrow girl, right?" Steph had asked Kate, tilting her head to the side. "Hawkeye?" "That's right." Kate had grinned lazily, twirling an arrow in one hand. "Kate Bishop, at your service." "Stephanie Brown," Steph said, grabbing the ends of her cape and faking a curtsy. "Hey, we should totally hang out sometime." Kate nodded in agreement and held out her hand for Steph's phone, which was promptly offered and programmed with a number, ringtone, and a selfie. Steph took her phone back and thought she might already be in love. The second time they met up was when Steph was on a weekend trip to Star City and got costumed up to hang out with Mia. But then Mia had to go check on Oliver, so Kate volunteered to show Steph around the city. They beat up small-time crooks and then went for burgers in their costumes. They ended up on Instagram, but neither of them particularly minded. "See you around?" Kate asked at the end of the night, and Steph nodded, and if her smile was slightly flirtatious, Kate didn't say a thing. The next time, Kate was back in Gotham, and they took down Dr. Freeze with irate brute force. "Rude," Steph commented, crossing her arms as the GCPD took away the supervillain. "Very," Kate said, stretching slightly. "So, mind if I join you for the rest of your patrol?" "Sure thing," Steph said, grinning at Kate. "I'll introduce you to the others." Jason Todd, however, was already well acquainted with the Bishop heiress, as it turned out. "Aw, no, not you. And you. Please tell me you're not friends." "Sorry to burst your bubble," Kate said, smirking. "But yes, we are." Jason groaned and buried his face in his hands. "We're all doomed." "Drama king," Steph said, rolling her eyes. "You're just upset that I'm going to use her to get to Connor, so I can learn all of your secrets."
"Leave my boyfriend out of this, Brown," Jason muttered, his voice muffled by his hands.
"Not likely," Steph sang, flicking him on the side of the head. The fifth time they teamed up, Steph finally gave up and kissed Kate. It was a long, drawn-out, and fantastic kiss. "Why haven't we been doing this before?" Kate demanded, frowning slightly as they broke apart, breathing heavily, hair mussed from mutual pulling. "Tension," Steph gasped, before pulling Kate down for another kiss, just as fantastic as the previous one. "So I'm dating Kate Bishop," Steph said to Tim when they met up for their biweekly brunch. Tim choked on his chocolate chip waffles.
"What?"
Steph slapped him on the back and ate her hash browns calmly. "I'm dating Kate, you know, Hawkeye. The heiress to the Bishop family fortune, who spills something on Bruce at every gala they meet at for the past 5 years. "Yes," Steph said, adoring. "Isn't she wonderful?" "You are ridiculous," Tim informed her, "and I think I'll watch from a distance." Steph kicked him, mock glaring. Steph and Kate grinned at each other as they walked into the gala. Oliver Queen was openly glaring at them, with Mia cheerfully waving at them over his shoulder. "It had to be a bat," Oliver grumbled when they approached him. "You couldn't have dated an Aqua or a Flash or even a Super, but no, you had to date a bat." "Shut up, Ollie," Kate said, rolling her eyes. "At least mine's a bat, not a hood." Oliver squinted at them, suspicious. "What do you mean by that?" Steph and Kate automatically looked over at Connor, who was dancing with Jason on the dance floor, laughing at whatever Jason had said. Oliver turned interesting colors. Mia grabbed his arms, stopping him from charging down onto the dance floor to protect his son's honor. Dinah rolled her eyes fondly and nodded at them. "Girls," she said, trying not to laugh as Ollie struggled in Mia and Roy's grip. Leanne struggled in Dinah's arms, curious at what had gotten her grandfather all riled up.
"I didn't realize he hadn't known," Steph said, watching Connor and Jason move towards the buffet table, Connor probably making an argument for Jason to try the vegetarian dishes, if their arm gestures were any indication.
"Ollie's oblivious," Kate said fondly, kissing her girlfriend gently. "Now, let's go scandalize whatever paparazzi is left." She dragged Steph to the dance floor. The end.